Every time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips.
Back here on Darren, Donick, and Jace. Not sure what the
not
theme
a country
is.
Music fan.
Well,
it's Brad Paisley.
Okay.
I look, that's
sometimes I get what Max is doing back there or studios, but today I was a little lost on that.
Just
one.
Shaking it up a little bit.
Okay.
Every now and then,
okay.
You know.
We're live here at Centennial Sportsplex. We're now joined by Daniel Carr, who has stopped by our table. Daniel, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Great. How has everything been to this point?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's been awesome so far. I mean, that intro with the country was pretty good, too.
Yeah. Are you a country music fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the right place for you.
Yeah. If you're from Alberta, you kind of have to be, so, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That is the preferred choice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Big time.
They love the country music out there, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. Country music and pickup trucks. So, yeah. If you don't have a pickup truck, you're out of place.
Something's wrong with you, right?
Yeah, and then if you bring your pickup truck to Nashville, they're like, what are you doing? So, but that's okay.
Did you bring your pickup truck
to
Nashville?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what is your song or group of choice?
I don't know. I like basically everything. I mean, I High Valley's from right... about a couple hours from me. They actually are from like 15 minutes from where my mom grew up. So big High Valley fan. I actually met him a few years ago at an airport. So when I had my Habs stuff on me, so they kind of just they looked at me once and they're like, I knew who they were. And they're like, who are you? So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
So what has this been like for you when you found out that the Predators were interested in you know, bringing you here? What was that whole process like?
I mean, for me, it's been awesome so far. I mean, I got here middle of August, you know, kind of get settled in and, you know, it's, you see why the organization's been so successful and, you know, like all the guys and how they conduct themselves every day and, you know, the staff and everybody, you just see why everything works here. And then you get on the ice and practice and see how fast the team wants to play. And I mean, you see why everything's works here, and it's been awesome so far for me, and I'm just excited to hopefully keep it going.
Matt Duchene said after the exciting win on Saturday night that it was the loudest and biggest preseason crowd he's ever played in front of. You told us during the break that you played in game two of the doubleheader against Florida, that we talked about it that night and the next day. Like midway through, I mean the whole time, but midway through, I remember in the second period they're doing the wave, they're singing. It was pretty crazy, and it's a Monday night preseason game.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I mean, I think I played here a few times as a road team, and you see how like passionate the fans are about hockey. And I mean, it's awesome, and it makes it fun as a player. So, yeah.
What are you looking forward to bringing to this team? What excites you about? You talked about a little bit how upbeat or fast the system is, but what really excites you?
Well, I think the opportunity to play with a lot of the guys here. You know, like there's so many great hockey players here, and it's such a deep team up and down the lineup that like no matter who you're playing with, you got guys that you can produce playing with, and I think that's you got guys who you make plays to them, you're gonna get the puck back, and it's as a player, it's exciting, and just for me, just try to get open and score some goals.
Well, this is something you've done, Daniel. Look at your stats, and it's been pointed out by people that have done their homework on you that you've had success scoring even at the NHL level.
Yeah.
That's usually the hardest thing to do. Yeah. So that's got to be a confidence boost for you to know that you've done it some.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I'm just like I said, I'm just excited. Like you look at the lineup here, and you look at like up and down the forwards, the defense, like all the D, you're going to get the puck in good situations as a forward, and I think for me. You know, it gives you a really good opportunity to produce. You just got to execute. And I think for me, that's what I'm most excited about. And I mean, you know, I'm not taking anything for granted here because I still got some work to do and to make sure I'm here for opening night. And I'm just excited about it though.
You have, you've scored everywhere you've been. So what are the things that, like, for example, last year you won in the MVP in the AHL. What do coaches tell you? What do hockey people tell you that, okay, here's where you've got to get to that next level to stick in the NHL?
Yeah, I think my skating when I first turned pro was, kind of But, I mean, I think it's gotten a lot better. And I think for me, you know, I've been pretty open about this. The best opportunity I had to become a mainstay in the NHL was my third year pro. I made Montreal at a camp. And personally just didn't kind of stop making plays and stop kind of became vanilla is the way I'd describe it. Like you'd go out there and you didn't really do anything wrong, but you didn't really do anything great. And I think that year I just kind of had a tough year, and it's been for me working back to get that opportunity again. And you know, hopefully now I just keep working at it, and hopefully it comes.
You gotta like. I mean, there's been some great success stories over the years, and I always love the stories of the guys that sort of take the long road. You know, 4 years of college, you got to pay your dues in the minor leagues. You got to take a couple cracks at it before you stick. But what do you think has kept you going through some of those times? Because that's part of it. You have to have that drive to push through.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot. I think the other thing you learn as you go is, you know, not to sound like a huge kind of like sports nerd or life nerd here, but like you read about the people, you have to enjoy the hard parts of it. And I think for me, that's one thing that I got some really good advice that year pro when I was struggling from an assistant coach who was in Montreal. He just said, "Carsey, this might take you. Like this isn't you have a good game and everything's all good. And now this is going to take you a long time here." And I think as soon as he told me that, that's when it was just something clicked that you gotta really enjoy the hard parts, the after practice stuff, the before practice stuff. And if you don't, then you're playing the wrong game. So it's, I mean, that's been a big thing for me. And I think that's kind of helped me get to where I am.
Daniel Carr is here with us, Predators forward. How much did last year in the American League, your season there, do for your confidence? Because I know confidence is everything in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things, you know, you confidence kind of comes and goes, but it's how you handle yourself when you have it and when you don't. I mean, you can never get too high, never get too low. I know it's kind of cliche, but I think for me it was just like getting the reps and just making plays all the time. You know, you kind of have a really long leash in the American League where you just, you know, like the thing was, if I made a mistake, I was back out the next shift, and it was. So you kind of got to work on making those plays and executing. And I think as the year went on, I progressively got better at just always at completing those plays, which led to a lot of offense.
I listened to you talk and your story, and kind of compare it to myself with my career of having to be patient and work your way up and pay your dues, and you get chances here and there, but. Then when you finally get the one that you've been looking for, it's like you take everything that you've learned as you go. And the biggest thing that stood out to me was patience and just being patient and knowing that it's not going to just be handed to you. It's not going to come quickly. You have to work at it. And I feel like it's the same way with you, is now you're here with this team trying to make it be on that opening night roster, that you've learned a lot of patience in your journey.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's – I think you kind of hit it right on the head. It's one of those things where, you know, sometimes you're not exactly where you want to be, but you got to make the best of it. So, yeah.
And coming into this team, you know, knowing that they've won the Central Division title the last couple of years, but, you know, had a first-round exit last season, what's the vibe you've gotten from them of their determination to keep going further?
Yeah, you can see guys are, you know, no one here is satisfied. It's exciting to see. You know, I've... not in the NHL level, obviously, but I've been around enough. But I've been fortunate enough to win a national championship in college, and you know, and go to the finals last year in the American League. And you see, that's what it is. It's so, you know, like I said, I'm just really excited, and so yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Well, one thing you brought up, you just referenced it, which I think is pretty cool. We watched, for example, last summer, just across the street here, Vanderbilt baseball team won the national championship. Just we were kind of along for the ride, you know, watching him every week and things like that. That journey, as he gets heckled by
everyone is heckled.
He's the new guy.
Even Pekka's giving
giving you grief. Austin Watson come by and giving you a little grief.
you expect that from Austin, but not Pekka.
But I mean, just the culmination of winning that last game, regardless, but we're talking. He went to Union College, right? So that's, we think college hockey. We're more of in football mode here. Union is not on the radar, but for hockey, it's a great program.
Yeah.
But that has to be something that there's going to be reunions 10 years from now, 15 from
now.
You get back up there, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we still got a group chat with all the guys from when we won, and it's still like I'll get off the ice, and I have like 30 text messages, and it's like, man, some guys need something more to do.
get a job, guys, or something, right?
Yeah. Well, a couple of them are still playing in Europe, so you'll wake up and like you'll have like 20 texts where they're texting each other.
Because it's a different time of night.
Oh,
for
yeah. It's a polar opposite, right? So, yeah. But
we talked about this the other day real quick because you played in Montreal. Got to play with Shea Weber, one of our favorites from here. What what were some takeaways from playing with Shea?
Oh, you just see, like, just his kind of leadership presence all the time. I mean, I was kind of texting him a few times when I got here, and, you know, you just kind of see, like, the guys here, you can tell who they learn from just from the way they conduct themselves. And I can't say enough good things about the guy, and you know he's awesome. Like,
let's end with this, Daniel. What would it mean for you to be on this opening night roster and to start off here with a home game on that Thursday night against the Wild? What would that mean, and what would that be like for you?
Do
you let yourself go there or no? Because you're hesitating. Do you let yourself go there?
Yeah, I try not to because it's kind of one day at
a
time, right?
Sure.
Like, that's when we were talking about the stuff before. I think that's kind of been one big thing for me is always kind of try to – it's, like, so cliche, but it does help. It's just one day at a time. So, for me, it's more worried about tomorrow more thinking about tomorrow than let's not get – let's walk before we run.
I was going to say, how about – if that happens, then we'll catch up to you right before.
Yeah,
then,
talk then. Yeah.
Okay, all right, good deal. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck with everything. Daniel Carr, really appreciate him coming by and closing out the third hour. We'll come back, final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.